श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 8 वर्स 7 तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु मामनुस्मर युध्यच मय्यर्पितमनो बुद्धिर् मामे वैश्यस्य संशयम्। Therefore, think of me at all times and fight the war with your mind and intellect dedicated to me. You will surely come to me. Comment: Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. Here the term sarveshu kaleshu has been used for thinking, not for a fight, because any action cannot be performed at all times, as every action has a beginning and an end, and it is everyone's experience. But being always conscious of the aim of God realization, he is thought of at all times. When Lord Krishna exhorts Arjuna to think of him at all times, he says that as there is a limitation of time for other activities, such as having meals, sleeping, and earning livelihood, etc., there is no such limitation of time in thinking of the Lord. He should be thought of at all times. The expression yudhyacha and fight has been used to tell Arjuna that he has obtained such an unsolicited opportunity for war. Gita Chapter 2 verse 32. So he should perform this duty by thinking of God. But the thought of God is primary, while performance of the duty is secondary. Anusmara means constant remembrance of God. The second interpretation is that God does not forget any being, as he has declared in the 11th chapter. I know all beings. In Gita Chapter 7 verse 26. When he knows all beings, it is natural for him to think of them. Therefore, if this being thinks of him, he attains salvation. In order to be able to remember God, one must have a feeling of intense love for him. The more intense this feeling of love is, the more often will his remembrance come to one's mind. Mayyarpita mano buddhihi. Generally, it means that a striver should surrender his mind and intellect to him. That is, he should think of God with his mind and have a determination with his intellect to realize him. But it really means that a striver should never think the mind, intellect, senses and body as his own, even by an error, as all the worldly things belong to God. So long as a striver goes on thinking that they are his own, they cannot be purified. The thought of accepting these as one's own is the main impurity which gives birth to other impurities. In fact, a man has his affinity only for God because he is his eternal fraction. So how can he have any affinity for nature, matter? A striver, by thinking of the mind and intellect as God's, should surrender these to him, then naturally he will realize God. Because he has a disinclination for him, as he has had an affinity for nature and its evolutes, that is the body, mind, intellect, etc., an affinity for these are the main stumbling blocks. Some of the philosophers regard the worldly things as gods, while others regard these as prakriti, nature. But all of them agree that they are not of men. Therefore, a striver, by thinking these of God, should surrender them to him. By doing so, his eternal affinity for God will be aroused. Mame vaishya sa samshaya. Mame vaishya sa samshayam. By surrendering your mind and intellect to me, you will attain me without any doubt. Because I am ever attained to you, but you are unable to realize this fact because you have accepted your affinity for the body and the world. So if you surrender the mind, intellect and yourself to me, your eternal affinity for me will be revealed. There is no doubt about it. Some important facts about remembrance. Remembrance is of three kinds: born of knowledge, born of affinity and born of action. Remembrance born of knowledge never ends. Remembrance born of affinity continues so long as affinity continues. But remembrance born of action is not constant. These are referred to in detail as follows. 1. Remembrance born of knowledge, both. We have not to remember I am, but we commit an error by identifying ourselves with the body. By knowledge, this error is wiped out, and knowledge of I am remains. In Gita, Lord Krishna declares, "There was never a time when I or you and these kings were non-existent, nor is it that we shall cease to be in the future." Gita, chapter 2, verse 12. This multitude of beings, born again and again, is dissolved at the commencement of Brahma's night and rises again at the commencement of his day. Gita chapter 8 verse 19. In it, this multitude of beings is a portion of God, and what is dissolved and born is body. If we renounce our assumed affinity for this perishable body, our remembrance born of knowledge remains constant. 2. Remembrance born of affinity. Actually, we have our real affinity for God, not for the body and the world, because we are His eternal portion. But by accepting our affinity for the body and the world, we do not realize our real affinity for God. As soon as we deny the assumed affinity, our real eternal affinity for the Lord is automatically aroused, and then there is constant remembrance of the Lord. 3. Remembrance born of action, kriya or practice. It depends on practice. Ladies in villages carrying a pitcher full of water talk and walk, but are careful about the pitcher. An acrobat while dancing and speaking remains careful of a rope. A motor driver while driving, changing the gear, handling the steering and talking to the conductor, etc., remains careful about the road. All this depends on practice. This remembrance of God while performing different actions is remembrance born of practice. This remembrance born of practice is also of three kinds. A. Remembrance of God while performing mundane actions. In this, primary importance is attached to actions and secondary to remembrance of God. B. Performing actions while remembering God. In it, primary importance is attached to the remembrance of God and secondary to action. Here a person remains careful that he should not forget God, even though worldly action is not performed properly. C. Performing actions, thinking them as God's. While performing actions, a striver thinks that he is fortunate enough that he is rendering service to God through actions. Because such actions are his, so he has sweet remembrance of God, just like a father who, while performing different actions for his daughter's marriage, remembers his daughter. Spiritual pursuits are of two kinds. 1. Utterance of his name, loud chanting, listening to his sports, thinking of him and reading scriptures. 2. Performance of actions, thinking them as God's in order to please Him, without any selfish motive and in accordance with the ordinance of scriptures. Such actions are also included in spiritual pursuits. At the end of 7th chapter, Lord Krishna, while describing His entire form, referred to 7 facts. On those 7 facts, Arjun put 7 questions at the beginning of the 8th chapter. And this topic is also over in the 7 verses. Appendix. The Lord in the 13th verse of the 7th chapter said, Prayana kale picha mam, te vidur yukta chetasaha. They having a steadfast mind realize me even at the hour of death. Arjuna, in the second verse of the 8th chapter, put the question, how can you be realized at the hour of death by persons of steadfast mind? In response to this question, the Lord said, he who departing from the body thinks of me alone at the time of death attains me. He further said, this rule is not applicable only to those who want to attain me. But this is a common rule that whatever object or being a man thinks of at the time of death, that alone does he attain. Gita chapter 8 verse 5 and 6. Death may visit at any time. There is no year, no month, no day, no hour, no minute, no moment in which a being is free from the clutches of death. Therefore, Lord Krishna exhorts Arjuna to think of him at all times. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara. Those who perpetually think of me, I am easily attainable to them. Gita chapter 8 verse 14. Because he may depart from the body any time, he will depart thinking of me only, and thus will attain me only. Mayarpita mano buddhi. By thinking of God all the time, a striver's mind and intellect are dedicated to God. When a striver holds that the mind and intellect are not his, no connection with them, thus by renouncing the sense of mind, in mind and intellect, they are naturally dedicated to God because they are the Lord's apara prakriti. Though para and apara, both prakritis are of the Lord, yet para prakriti has no relation with apara, but it has its relation only with God because it is a fragment of God. Mame vansho jiva loke. Gita chapter 15 verse 7. Therefore a striver can be Mayar pita mano buddhihi, only when he does not accept his affinity with apara, but dedicates it, apara, to God, who is its master. That is, never assumes apara as his and for him. Here within mana, chitta, and within buddhi, ahankara, should also be included. When mind and intellect are dedicated, the devotee is freed from the sense of mind and egoism. In fact, a devotee surrenders himself to God. When he surrenders himself, his all, including his so-called mind and intellect, etc., are naturally surrendered to God. When all is surrendered to God, then all does not persist, but only God remains. Vasudeva Sarvam. End of chapter 8, verse 7. For more audio, please visit www.swamiramsukhdasji.net.